With that, I want to share with you out of John's Gospel. We've been in chapter 6 for a while, and about the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus walking on the water. He is the bread of life. And one particular verse, 35, Jesus said, if you have the red letter edition, and thank you, Phil, for putting those on the screen that you can follow along with me, because we all have different Bible translations sometimes, and even different versions of the New Living Translation that you can follow along. Keep me accountable to the scriptures. Verse 35, red letter edition. Jesus replied to all of them that was around him, witnessing all these things, feeding the 5,000. He said to them, I am the bread of life. No one who comes to me will ever be hungry again. Those who believe in me will never thirst. This is the but, that's the next verse. I didn't have it in the bulletin, but the next verse is really something. There's always buts in everything, and there's a but in the scripture. Verse 36, he was telling them, you haven't believed in me, even though you have seen me. However, those the Father has given me will come to me, and I will never reject them. Because we believe, even though we haven't seen him. We see the remnants of Jesus. And then pick it back up at verse 41 to 51. Then the people began to murmur in disagreement because he had said, I am the bread from heaven. They said, this Jesus, the son of Joseph, we know his father and mother. How can he say I came down from heaven? But Jesus replied, don't complain about what I said, for people can't come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them to me. And at that last day, I will raise them from the dead, as it is written in the scriptures. They will be taught by God. Everyone who hears and learns from the Father comes to me. Now, verse 46 is in parenthesis here. It says, not that everyone has ever seen the Father, only I, who was sent from God, have seen him. I assure you, anyone who believes in me already has eternal life. Yes, I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, but they all died. However, the bread from heaven gives eternal life to everyone who eats it. I am the living bread that came down of heaven. And anyone who eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, offered so the world may live. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.